Thank you and good morning. There are currently 36 ballot measures in circulation in California, measures that could join the four ballot initiatives that have already been approved to appear on the November ballot. And on Friday, the State Assembly approved a measure of its own. The Assembly approved AB 2449 that would put a $3 billion bond measure before voters, a bond that would be used for the maintenance and improvement of local and state parks. The measure passed easily and with Republican support and now heads to the state Senate. If the bond measure is to be considered by voters, it must pass the Senate by Thursday, and supporters point to the details. 20% of the bond would be used for poor and low-income communities, and $1 billion would be set aside for the development of local parks and green spaces within communities that do not have them. More than $1 billion would be used for existing parks and waterways, and the State Department of Parks and Recreation would oversee about $2 billion per year with a focus on clearing out backlogged maintenance and repair needs. The Hoopa Valley Tribe issued a press release on Friday that announced the tribe has formally severed ties with Ray's Food Place, the only grocery outlet on the reservation. The tribe said Ray's handling of the rat infestation was reprehensible and unacceptable, and that a severance of the business relationship was what was best for the community. The tribal council has begun the search for a new grocer and will provide free transportation to tribal members to shop in Arcata or Eureka, and they will assist those in need with household needs while the search for a replacement grocery outlet is conducted. Jordan Christmas has railroad news.
Caltrans will fund a $345,000 feasibility study for Trinity County as they look into the viability of an east and west railroad. The study will include determining potential routes for the railroad, the economic impact of having a railroad, as well as environmental impacts, among many other factors. The Trinity County Transportation Commission applied for the funding of this feasibility study in 2014.
Thank you, Jordan. The Yurok Tribe has filed a 60-day notice with the intent to sue the National Marine Fisheries Service as well as the Bureau of Reclamation. Yurok Tribal officials filed the notice in response to the massive fish disease outbreaks for the past 2 years. In 2015, 90% of juvenile salmon in the Klamath River were infected with a deadly parasite, matching the same number in 2014. This year's projected salmon run is one of the lowest on record, causing tribal officials to suspend all commercial fishing for the 2016 year. Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a statement that the health of the Yurok tribe is connected to the Klamath River and that we are advocating for taking actions that will give fish a fighting chance. On Friday, the sheriff's office issued its latest most wanted poster for Southern Humboldt, a poster that featured six men wanted for a variety of crimes and warrants. On Friday afternoon, one of the men featured on that poster, 38-year-old Nathan LeCount, wanted for felony hit and run, turned himself in and was removed from the list. Five others remain at large, including Keith Foster, wanted for felony domestic violence, Randy Villarreal for assault with a deadly weapon, and Aaron Arlotta for felony domestic violence as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that the County Board of Supervisors has approved a tentative tax structure for the cultivation of medical marijuana, county staff will work to codify both the regulations and the tax rates that the supervisors will discuss in July. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg appeared on Talk Shop and spoke about the impact that a legitimate marijuana industry will have on the county, and that currently more than 500 people have submitted applications for permits. That's led the county to create a cannabis services division so that normal building permit business is not impacted by a rush of marijuana-related permits.
We're separating it so that instead of taking all the permits at once and then, you know, there's a whole rush of cannabis permits that come in and someone doesn't get their house permit, they're going to be really upset. So at least this way they're separate, and the, you know, the people who build houses will still have their permits processed in an orderly fashion.
The tentative tax framework on the cultivation space for marijuana grows will be a revenue generator, and Sundberg thinks that if the industry keeps growing, it could be a financial boon for the county.
Like an average, you know, farm that's 22,000 square feet, say, I mean, that could be somewhere around $50,000 a year in taxes just for that one farm. You know, so we're talking potential doubling our budget, basically, our general fund budget, with what could come online here.
You can hear the entire interview with Supervisor Brian Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.